guest today is Manu, a local representative of the French organization Children First. And what's that organization called in French?
Les Enfants d'abord, or LEDA.
Thank you. And we're speaking here in your friend's house in Montpellier, south of France.
Yeah, I'm the south of, in the south of France, and me, I am the representant of for the department of Gare.
Oh, my French is so bad, so if you force me to say any more French, it's just going to be a laughingstock. Okay, so just to start off, you don't feel comfortable saying your whole name for a recorded public interview. Why not?
Why? I think there are a few reasons. First is because representants like me are looking for police because they like to have few informations, and I don't want to make police focus on me because I have a lot of informations important, like strategy or arguments or for legal affairs. So I prefer to don't have police on me.
This sounds like a spy movie right now.
Yeah.
Are you living in a spy movie? Tell me more.
Yeah. I can talk a lot about that because we are really, I don't know how to say in English, but in French, we can say that we are méfiant. Méfiant. I don't know if it's English term.
Okay.
But we try to make attention or to be careful about what we are telling to the ministry or to the social network, or if there are the cell phone here or not, you know. So we are, we make attention to that.
So what could happen if this information about your unschooling gets out?
Yes, because now there is a legal process, and if we talk a lot, we don't want people or government make some law to forbid some strategy. I don't know. Yeah.
And so if you talk about unschooling publicly, that can get you and your friends into a lot more trouble, into more difficult situations. But it's okay to just talk about homeschooling in France?
Yes, I think people know what is homeschooling in France, but unschooling, they can understand what is unschooling, you know, so they know now, and I think it's cool because Macron, the president, help homeschooling because he decided to stop it. So there are a lot of media who was interested by homeschooling. So now I think all French know there are homeschooling here, so it's cool. But unschooling, I think it's so strange.
You know? Still too radical for French society.
Yeah. I think they can imagine we can learn without a study, you know?
Yeah, without a curriculum.
Without a program,
So I want to ask you about your organization first, and then I want to go back and ask about the homeschooling situation in France starting a long time ago. So what does your... the translation Children First, what does your organization do? What's its purpose?
Okay, my association, Les Enfants d'abord, was a historic association. It started in 1988, so it's 1988. And first, it was to help people who are interested by unschooling, homeschooling, or who are yet homeschooling, and they propose few things like meetings or juridic accompaniment,
like to help with legal issues,
And also we have different teams, you know, we are interested by, I don't know, communication, international, informatic, a lot of stuff like that.
So is there an organization in the United States that your Children First organization is similar to? Because the largest homeschooling advocacy organization in the United States is the HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Are you similar to them or?
Oh, okay, no. So I have to precise that Les Enfants d'Abord is most famous because we are maybe more libertarians, but we include everyone who want to make homeschooling, also those who want to make a curriculum or program or like stuff. But in our association, there are a few people we are more anarchic.
Anarchic.
Anarchic. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and more child-centered, child-led learning.
And the big difference with HSLDA or few associations in France, it's like we don't make the focus on authority parental, but on focus of the right of children like us. And we fight against dominations.
Yeah, and like including domination of parents over their children.
Yeah, and it's a reason for which we want to go to the European Court of Human Rights, because we are persuaded, we are sure to win, because they defend the fundamental right. And in my association, we defend the right of children, like a citizen. Yeah.
Okay. So your organization aligns with the United Nations kind of Declaration of Children's Rights. The United Nations Children's Rights. You guys are you're down with that. You're cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So maybe we can come back to that later. But first, I want to know, for someone who knows nothing about homeschooling in France, what has the situation been?
Okay.
Historically speaking, was homeschooling always possible in France?
You want to talk about history of until maybe 1908, you know, when French was winner of World Cup.
Okay.
98. Okay. It was cool for French homeschooler, because there are not a lot of control. Maybe, not a lot. But there are a case of a death of a baby who die in a sect. I don't know the English name for sect.
Sect. A religious sect.
Sect.
Yeah.
And they said, we have to make a law about homeschooling, but there are no links, because the baby was not in age of to be educated. No.
Yeah.
So they reinforce. They make control about homeschooling. So they decide to make a few controls, three controls. And so people was controlled three times. And after, there are another problem with a sect. And with the Sarkozy president, they reinforce control.
And just to pause here for a second, the three controls that were first instituted, what were they?
What kind of control?
Yeah, what kind of controls?
Ah, okay. There is an academic inspection. They come to the house and they have just to be sure that there is an instruction and the kid is in progress, you know, progress.
And so do you have to show some sort of document, like the kid has been taking academic tests or has been creating work?
Okay. Yes, they have to do something, but they don't do what they have to do. So problem is they have just to be sure that the parents instruct and give an education. But what they do is they make an exam test to the kid. So they don't have legally to do that. So a lot of people, family, refuse this control because it's too hard for kids. They are
humiliated.
They yeah. cry. Yeah. And a lot of people, not a lot, but some decide to quit the territory just to don't have to subir. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, subject them to the test.
So now we have, in reality, we have two control. A control of academy inspection for education and a control for mairie, the mairie. Municipality. And them, they just have to have a look on three stuff. What is the organization of a family? That if a parent works and the kid is alone at home or not. Mm-hmm. If there is a place to educate the kid. And if the education is... it's okay with the health of the kid.
The health. Yeah.
Yeah, the health.
Okay.
So this control is just two years. One.
Got it. So to do that second part, do they do a home inspection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Each year there is a home inspection.
Every year there's a home inspection.
And each 2 years there is another home inspection by municipality.
Wow. Okay. So two different authorities are inspecting the home.
Yeah. And they don't have to inspect all of the house, but now they like to have a look on your bibliothèque, library.
Yeah, your library. Yeah.
You know, just to have a look on what you are reading, you know. And
really, they will look on your bookshelf and say, like, either these are smart educational books or these are dumb books or there's not enough books here.
They can do that. And the problem is because family don't really know their rights, the inspection academy make everything. So now with the association, we have to send few letters by year to rappel to say them, hey, don't forget the law because it's not legal. Yeah. And me, I am representative of my association in the GAR. I have a call for people mother who cry or because their kid cry and are depressive just after the inspection. So it's it's a reason for it. Some people in France decided to don't declare, to don't have to submit to this inspection.
To not tell the authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. This happens in the United States also.
Okay.
In fact, in a number of states, you're not even required to declare
okay.
that you're homeschooling. It's really different state by state.
Okay.
So if you don't declare your status as a homeschooler in France, are you now illegal somehow? Are you breaking the law?
Yeah, you are illegal, but you have 15 days to be legal, to regularize the situation.
And after those 15 days?
You have a letter. And I don't know the name in English, but huissier, police, social services. And if you continue, you can have a big problem with social services, like...
They take the kids?
They take the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They take the kids. But and also, you can go to jail and... you have to pay 1,500 euros.
1,500 euros?
the you have to pay 1,500 1,500 euros. But we don't have case like that.
Okay. So yeah, have there been actual parents who have gone to jail or who have had their kids taken away? And have these been more normal families who just don't like the law? Or are these the very extreme families who are maybe doing very bad things to their kids?
It's complicated because some family are not necessarily radical, but they just don't know their right, and they think they can do what they want sometimes, and most of time, just the fact to send a letter, people said okay, not problem. But in reality, people who decide to continue with this letter and to go to the tribunal, it's a few person.
Okay, who actually go in front of a court?
Yeah.
Okay. Because in the United States, there are not many actual cases of children being taken away from parents or parents going to jail. Like one or two. Yeah. Every now and then.
It's true because in France, when the kids are taken away, it's not only because you are homeschooler.
There
are always other things.
Yeah, that's the same in the US.
But in France, I don't know, it's the same in United States. You can have the social services just if someone take a call to the social services. And they said, hey, you have to have a look on this family. And they can come at home. And you have a social service for a few months, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not easy. And now with the new law, there is a specific stuff for social services. They said, if you have information préoccupante. Préoccupante information. If you have an information préoccupante, if someone called to the social services, you can continue homeschooling just if someone have a call.
Just if a call is made without evidence.
Yeah.
That can be the end of your legal right to homeschool.
Yeah.
And you know families that this has happened to them.
No, it's the new law.
Oh, it's the new law.
We will be start in 2022.
Okay.
So in 22, if there is someone who take a call to the social service, you can stop.
This is not good.
All your rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if there is no evaluation, you know, just to have
a... I understand. This is guilty before being proved innocent. Yes, you know what I mean. Mm. So let's talk about this new law, because you're saying it was pretty flexible up until the late 80s, and then in the 90s and the 2000s, and up until recently, really... You said effectively there were just these two controls, and now things are different and things are changing rapidly.
Yeah.
So tell me what has changed recently.
Okay. Recently, there is a project of law, and now is voted. It's voted in this summer. So we are passing to a declarative regime to an authoritative regime. So you can continue homeschooling only if you have an authorization, and this authorization is possible only for four reasons. And the first reason is handicap, but we are waiting for precision of handicap because it's only hard handicapped, not soft handicap, you know. And the second reason is for sport, you know, high level.
a professional love it. Athlete, yeah. child athlete.
Of sport or music or artistic. Third is for travel, but we need precision because maybe just travel, it would be not possible, but travel to work.
So, for example, if you had a job contract in a foreign country, maybe that would be an okay reason. Yeah. But if you're just a family that is nomadic
yeah.
and you like to travel, maybe that's not good yeah. enough for them. Yeah. But you're waiting to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fourth, I don't know. the one they had because we protest a lot because they don't have we can do homeschooling for philosophic or religious or pedagogical reasons, so they let a last reason we are really flu. I don't know the name for flu, not clear. And it will be depend of the situation of the kid. But they don't define
it specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. And they condition this reason to the capacity of the parents to learn, to teach to the kid. So they have to be sure that the parents have diplomas, competencies, and we have to prove, we have documents to prove that. So why we are hungry is because there are a lot of people in France, we are phobic or harassment.
You have harassment.
Harassment. Yes. And for all these kids, they can't take away to the school for a few months. If the parents have not the competencies, you know?
And so is competency in this case like a degree
from
a university?
They don't define
It's not defined?
No.
Oh my gosh. And this law is going into effect next year, yeah, 2022, yeah. And this is not defined?
Yeah, we are waiting for a decree. Yeah. They have 6 months to publish it, but there is the election of president, the new president of France next year. So we don't know if the decree will be published, but if yes, we are now working with most famous advocate to attack. Fight against the mm-hmm. decree, mm-hmm. but we will see.
And so because your association mm-hmm. and maybe other associations yeah. fought against the initial law,
yeah.
you got that fourth provision in there, which is you're allowed to homeschool if you have a philosophical or religious or pedagogical reason, but that's still undefined. The state has not been clear about what constitutes a valid philosophical or religious or pedagogical reason. So maybe that will work out for French homeschoolers, but maybe it won't.
Yeah. What is problematic for us that, you know, when you decide to be homeschooler, it's a way of life, you know? So it will be change everything for us. And even if they publish the decree now, we have just 1 year to change our life. So if they publish it in 6 months and there are the decree and the decree is attacked and after the decree is published just 2 months before the next year, it will be really hard for people. So it's a reason for which some family decide now to quit the territory and
to leave the specific area of France that they're in, yeah. or the whole country.
Yeah, the whole country. They decide to leave France because they want to be sure to continue because their kid doesn't want to go at school. So a French searcher. Who is Philippe Bongrand, shows that in France, people whom family who makes homeschooling is for 50% only for a few months is because people have a problem at school. So we don't know if these people could be continue, and for the other, we don't know if they could continue.
For people who homeschool 100% of the year, you don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Where are people in France, where are homeschooling families in France thinking about going if they're going to leave France? You're not going to go into Germany. That's not going to work out well.
Yeah.
Spain?
Yeah.
Portugal?
Ireland?
Ireland.
Ireland. But I don't really want to talk about that because I don't know that the government, the French government, forbid some stuff in or are in link with some country, because you know we have a country in head, and if we said that now, I don't know if it's if it can be a problem for us. I don't know.
All right. We won't talk specifics.
We have
to the spy novel.
We have a strategy. Last year was to ask to the president of America the asile. I don't know if it's the English term for asile. Asile is when in France is when a president of another country accepts you, you know, accepts you because you are not accepted in your country. So we would like just for make a buzz or mediatic stuff, ask to the asile, to the president of America. But maybe we will do that, but I think it will be just for media or buzz.
Publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but maybe if there is a decree who is really bad. Mm. But deeply, I wonder if I think it's too complicated for them, for the government, to publish this decree because it will be attackable. So I don't know if they know how to write it. Mm. You know, I don't know.
And you helped produce a document against the new French homeschooling laws, which involved a lot of different they all had PhDs, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Like they all had done some sort of research, and it includes Gina Riley and Pat Ferenga, who have both been on my podcast. Also Scott Noel and Rebecca Andrews.
Yeah, Rebecca English.
Rebecca English from Australia.
Yeah.
And then a number of French researchers.
French, American. There are a lot of authors or researchers. And it's my international team in my association who decided to ask to authors and researchers to send a letter for parliamentarians to explain them what's the reality of the study in international. And there are a lot of people who write, and we publish it in a kind of book. You can find it for free in our website.
And I'll post a link to it attached to this episode, so people can read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People can read it.
Yeah.
And there is a version of in English and one in French. And what the reason for which we decide to do that is also because a lot of international association, when they knew that there is this attack of homeschooling, they said, "Hey, how we can help you?" And a lot of people, and American or European, because they said, "If the French law change, our country will change." So they all have a look on what it was happening in France, and they try to help us because they know if the law change in France, the law will change in yeah. another country. For example, in Spain, in Catalonia, they decided to change last year because they said French change, so we have to change. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's a very similar push going on in the United States also. And the interview that I did with Elizabeth Barthollet, and mm-hmm. then also I had an interview with Pat Feringa recently, the second part in which we discussed the Harvard Homeschool Summit, and which is organized by Elizabeth mm-hmm. Barthollet and also James Dwyer, another podcast guest. And definitely the changes that they are pushing for both come from the same concerns about religious extremism mm-hmm. As it's associated with homeschooling. And they want, honestly, what as far as I can tell, what they want is to have the United States have a set of regulations that's much closer to what France has right now before the new law. For example, home inspections or mm-hmm. You know, clear academic trajectories, maybe kids, homeschooled kids having to go into public school every once in a while so that they can be seen by some sort of non-parental adult. Those are their concrete suggestions. But I agree that if everything that you are fearing happens, then that will definitely make it, you know, the people who advocate for very stringent controls on homeschooling in the United States, that will definitely make them feel more emboldened. Yeah.
I need translation.
I agree with you. That's the bottom line.
It's okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So what gives you hope right now?
My hope is two things. First, they don't publish the decree, and there is the election of president, and they don't try to make this decree because it's too politic. And yes, I can do that. I can tell about that. All parliamentarians and government was really, really surprised by the
pushback.
The defense, yeah, mm-hmm. of family. And we organize us like to each parliamentarian was so, you know, and a lot of times, few times, and all parliamentarians know about homeschooling. Some people don't want to open the email, but a lot of parliamentarians was now big defender of homeschooling. They never heard about homeschooling, and they are now writing books about homeschooling, or they are make tribunes, you know, in media.
Yes,
they are writing in media while they don't heard about homeschooling before. So we are big defender now in parliamentarians. Mm. So, yeah, I think, I don't know why I'm talking about, yes, I know, because there is a election of president, and they know we have a big force of an influence on politics, you know. We can choose an élu, a politic, enfin, yeah.
Yes.
You understand.
I understand.
And this, the first hope is no decree. Mm-hmm. And the second is to attack it and quickly to go to the European Court of Human Rights. And we hope that CEDH, Human Rights of European Court, statute or decide that we can attack homeschooling, and homeschooling it's legal in France. Mm. And there is different way to go to this court, and my hope is to go quickly to this court, because I don't want this law apply. But deeply, my hope, or I don't care if we are 5 or 6 years to wait. if at the end we are winner, you know, because if at the end we are winner, we know that in France for a lot of years, homeschooling will be okay. So, so when I'm talking about to different families about the change of the risk to win, or I said, I know that at the end we will win because we defend human rights. So we'll go to the European court and we will win to human rights. And people said, yes, but European court statute yet on homeschooling, and they said bad stuff about us. But I said, yes, but they are talking about authority, parental, you know, parental authority.
Parental authority.
Yeah. And I think it's not a good way to win. I think if we defend the right of a children to choose for himself, I'm sure we will win, you know. So we are now looking for which kind of family of children we need to be sure to win. So we are now looking for that with our avocado and
avocado.
It's a Spanish advocate.
Okay. Avocados are great too, but sounds like you need an advocate more.
Lawyer.
Yes. Yes. Oh, abogado. Yes. Sí. There we go. Muy bien. Great. So I have two more questions for you. The first is, do you think that the COVID pandemic helped or hurt the homeschooling movement in France? Because in the United States, everyone said, oh, now everyone's a homeschooler, which was not really true.
Yeah. I think both. In the bad way, because of the COVID, we have a lot of people who decide to make homeschooling, and the government panic. And I think it's one of the reasons for which they decide to stop it, because too much people, you know. It was a panic to government. But the good reason is there is a lot of people now, more people turn on homeschooling, and it's cool because there is different reason for to do homeschooling, and if we are more nombreux, more and more, it's better before the government. We have more poids, more impact,
power. Yeah, good. And the last, go ahead, please.
Yeah, another problem is because the government, I don't know how I can say in French, but they don't appreciate the people who make homeschooling for reason of COVID, because people who do that for COVID is because they think they are anti-vax or something like that. And they said, oh, you know, homeschooling is anti-vax or radicalizate or and other prejudice. I think it's not a good reason for a good things for us, because we are etiqueté. I don't know. We are we are categorized. We are
categorized.
Yeah. You know?
I think so. So you think that the pandemic made people think that homeschoolers are necessarily anti-vaxxers?
Yeah. In France, the government think if you don't go to school because the COVID is because you are an anti-vax. And if you are an anti-vax, is you are a complotist. And if you are a complotist, you are a separatist. So we have to stop homeschooling.
And I think we never actually spoke about this in this recording, maybe because we were talking about this earlier, but the whole purpose of the new French law, go ahead, I'll let you say it. Yeah.
When Macron decided to stop homeschooling, it was because radicalization. He said, oh, there are too much people, Islamic or radicalized, so we have to stop homeschooling. But 1 month before, there was a report of the Senate who said there is no link between homeschooling and radicalization of Islamists. And the police, the responsible, the director of information of police said there is no links between homeschooling and radicalization or Islamic or anything. And when we said, I was interviewed by the Ministry of Education and I in November, and I asked them, please, can you give me the numbers of people in homeschooling we are radicalized, and they can give me any number, you know. There is nothing, there is no links. So after that, they changed the reason for which they do the law. They said it's not because you are as Islamic or radicalized, because it's just because you are separatist. You know, you are social separatist, because when you decide to don't put your kids at school, you are a separatist. And after that, when we deconstruct this arg, they change and they said, okay, it's just because you have not a good level. Education level. Okay. You know? But we give them the number, and 98% of children has a good control, positive control. So it's better like school, you know?
Better number. That's a better number than...
Yeah, than school.
Than school.
So finally, they don't have hug. And the last one, hug, at the end of the end, they said, oh, if it's for health, for vaccine. Okay, so what is the real reason for which you do that? It's not for Islamic stuff. Now it's for separatists. Now it's because we have not a good level. Everything is false, you know. We have a lot of number or study who contradict, who are against these arcs. So it's a reason for which I said before, it's not a scientific reason. I think it's a emotional beliefs or politic reasons. Maybe because 2 years before the new election, it's important for Macron to have some new voice, new vote. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Stir up some trouble. Mm. Yeah.
Some people ask me, but what's the real reason? I think sorry, I like give this answer. I think they are afraid because they need control. They don't like free or liberty. That's a reason. But a second reason, because I meet them, I think they are incompetent, you know? I think they know anything about education, and they don't know the new way of educate people, and there are a more active way to educate people, and there are more, they are really conservatives. And they don't know what education is, and it's possible to not educate people. And the Ministry of Education is a professor in rights, and I think he don't know anything about education. You know, I think he don't make study in education of science. You know, science education. So I think they are already incompetent. So,
but tell me how you really feel, Manu. just kidding. That was very eloquent. Yeah, that was very strong. Okay. Actual final question, which is most of the listeners to this podcast are in the United States, far, far away. You know, what can they do to be of any help to your association, to what you're fighting for?
If you really want to help us, you can contact us to say, hey, if you want, I can host you, even if it's not for real, you know, just to have an address to say, I am living in America.
Oh, I see.
Know? Yeah.
So French families who want to homeschool and unschool can have a fake address in the United...
A real address.
Wink, wink. Address in the United States.
Yeah.
Wow, this is pretty subversive.
Yeah, I think it's one of the... Yeah, it's a good thing for us. But if you want to do it, contact us more securely.
If you want to join the spy novel, which is the modern French homeschooling experience, then contact.
My companion is expert in security ways, and I can put behind your podcast a way to contest us securitively.
Okay, we will figure out what link to put into the podcast show notes to achieve maximum security here.
And if another thing, you can join to our association, because if we have a lot of people, we are members of our association, we have more power.
Does it matter if they're not French citizens?
Yeah.
It's still okay?
There were a lot of people who are international.
Oh, wow. And yeah, okay.
It's just 15 euros.
Just 15 euros?
Yeah.
To defend the rights of homeschoolers and unschoolers in France. And, that's a bargain.
Yeah. I think another thing is to talk about us, to talk about homeschooling and... maybe you have to ask to your president to talk about our president. What is thinking about homeschooling? I think, you have to make pressure on your president. Because okay. I think my president heard your president, but they don't heard me. So,
all right. That last one's a little more difficult, I think. But maybe we can start with joining the association and sending an email and maybe offering an address. Okay. Thank you, Manu. This has been a wonderful conversation, and thank you for fighting for this cause. This does not sound easy. It sounds like a very difficult and treacherous moment in the history of home education in France. So thank you for the effort.
Thank you, and sorry for my English.
Nothing to apologize for.